Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, the one and only Jeff Duncan.
Welcome in to the Monday, August 20th Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope you're having a great Monday so far. Let's kick off the podcast with some soccer news. This from the Coeur d'Alene Press. Nathan White had 2 goals and 2 assists, and Timothy Mueller had 3 goals as the Post Falls Trojans beat Lewiston 11-0 on Saturday in the season and the 5A Inland Empire League opener for both schools. Also, Emma Russell scored 2 goals and Celia Harrington had 1 as BK girls soccer team opened the season with a 3-0 win over Caldwell on Saturday. Skyline defeated Pocatello 9-0 at Hawthorne Field in a boys soccer match on Saturday, and the Blackfoot Lady Broncos lost their season opener to Idaho Falls 8-4 on Friday. High school football begins this Friday, and like you, I just can't wait. I am just giddy with excitement for the opening of the football season, and the first media preseason poll was out a couple days ago, and here's how things shook out in the media poll. At the 5A level, CDA was the obvious number one team in the state. Blackfoot was number one at the 4A level. Fruitland, 3A. Grangeville, number one at 2A. Hagerman, at 1A Division 1. And Lighthouse Christian was the number one choice at the 1A Division 2 level. Not a lot of surprises at all. CDA, Blackfoot, Fruitland, Grangeville, Hagerman, Lighthouse Christian, all very worthy of being that number one ranking. In baseball news, Steve Rodriguez went 3-for-4 with 3 RBI, including the go-ahead 2-out, 2-run single in the 6th inning as the Yakima Bears ended the Boise Hawks' 6-game road win streak with a 4-3 win in Yakima. Some good news for the Sandpoint lacrosse team. Sandpoint Lacrosse Club program got some great news last week in the form of a first stick grant from the U.S. Lacrosse Foundation. The 2-year grant is a huge boon for the area lacrosse players. Among the benefits are 36 sets of new gear, 25 U.S. lacrosse memberships, free clinics and training for coaches, and additional unspecified funding for program development. So great news for the lacrosse club up in Sandpoint. I said earlier in the podcast, football begins this Friday, and that is no lie. Go to idahosports.com, check out our football schedule. We have all the games up right now on the right-hand side of our homepage. Here's how we line up for August 24th, opening weekend. Bora at Boise. Coeur d'Alene at Skyview. Columbia taking on Canyon Ridge. Fruitland at Middleton. CUNA at Minico. Lake City taking on Eagle. And Shelley versus Idaho Falls. We will be at every single one of those games on opening weekend. How cool is that? Also, the Gridiron Game Picks are back. We already have 25, 30 people picking games this year. Join us and go against the IdahoSports.com experts for the Gridiron Game Picks. And it may be too late for that last-minute road trip across the country or just across the state of Idaho. But if you do need to travel in Idaho for business or for pleasure, check out the preferred hotel section at IdahoSports.com. We only partner with the best hotels. We're not going to recommend some fleabag two-bit hotel off to the side of the road. We're only going to partner with the better hotels in the state of Idaho. So for that road trip, for business or pleasure, check out the preferred hotel section at IdahoSports.com. Looking at sports birthdays for today. Born this day, August 20th, 1944, Hall of Fame third baseman Greg Nettles of the New York Yankees. Also, Major League Baseball player Mark Langston, a very good pitcher for the Mariners and the Angels, among a few other teams. And also, Major League pitcher Andy Bennis, born this day, 1967. That'll do it for the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. The countdown for football begins this Friday, opening weekend for high school football. Can't wait. Join me again tomorrow. Don't forget the podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning. Have a great Monday. Talk with you tomorrow.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow right here on IdahoSports.com.